Hey, what's up? This is Jason Roberts for jane-finch.com. So I'm at Driftwood Community Center, where they're giving out some awards for a poetry contest that was run by YouThink. So let's check it out. Okay, so this is Brandon, and Brandon organized the poetry contest. So basically, how did the idea come about, and how did we get to where we are right now?
Okay, well, basically, I'm in a GED program at Frontier College. It's in the basement of JVS. And one day we were all just sitting there, we were just talking about poetry and just everything, basically. And we realized that there's a lot of talent in our community, and it hasn't, it doesn't get the chance to shine. So we figured we'd put on some sort of outlet for them, and this is where we are today.
Okay, so this is Sidra, and Sidra is from Frontier College. And basically, tell us how this all came about.
So I'm a teacher of the GED class at Frontier College, and we were learning about poetry in one of the English classes, and we were talking about poetry. Students were writing their own, and basically within 2 minutes they were writing these brilliant pieces, right? And we knew that there was a lot of talent like that in the community, whether it be rappers with lyrics memorized that are brilliant, never put them on paper, people writing poetry on the side, and we wanted to tap into that and bring all of those people together to have an inspiring creative movement just really come together in the community. So we organized a poetry contest, and we got a ton of amazing submissions, had an expert panel of judges, and tonight we're just having all the winners perform, and all the winners are back there just in their little performing studio, and they're really pumped. They all have inspirational messages they want to say to introduce themselves. It's just amazing, amazing. Renee Deanne Chin is the winner, and her performance is very powerful. We have it on a CD there.
Okay, so this is Renee. She is the winner of the contest. Tell us a little bit about your poem and why you chose to enter.
The poem is based on like struggles that I was going through at the time. And I used to write a lot, but I gave up for about 2 or 3 years, and I was actually in the center just looking for a job, and I saw the advertisement for the contest. So I decided to enter because, you know, I didn't have anything to lose. And I had no idea I won. Like, they're trying to get in touch with me for a few days. So it's been really nice for me because it's like it's kind of given me hope, you know? Like, it's nice that all these people were making a big deal over me, and I'm not used to that, you know?
What's your poem about?
So just about being broke. having no family, having no friends, getting mixed up in the law, you know, not having a job, just, you know, seeing a life that's just going nowhere, you know, and not knowing what to do.
What's next for you in terms of writing?
Well, actually, I was at JVS, and a gentleman named Cleon Morgan came in to do a workshop for film and television production, and he gave me a whole bunch of links, like, to submit written works for, like, contests, poetry contests and stuff like that, so I'm going to try that. The title of the poem is called The Pain of Jane. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But the Lord doesn't answer my prayers anymore, so the cess has become my morphine. Faith is not fortitude, faith is fallacy. These fucked up Jane and Finch streets are my reality. Oh, who am I to criticize the almighty theocracy? I'm a soul who can't rise above this hypocrisy, democracy.
Hi, my name is Alhaji Kamara, and the name of my poem is called My Neighborhood. The reason why I choose that poem is because my neighborhood was once like that, and now it's getting somewhere, you know, a little bit better, where I can see, like, yeah, I can look back and reminisce and things like that. That's why I choose that poem, because based on my neighborhood and how my neighborhood was.
My name is Ryan Edwards. I also go by the name of Silver Lining. The poem that I entered in was This Paper Is. And the reason why I chose that particular poem is because I just want to show people that no matter how small a piece of paper is or how small the pen is, no matter what you do in the right hands, you can make something powerful happen. And so that's why I chose that poem.
My name is Dean Daniel. In all honesty, I really didn't plan to enter in, and some people, two good people called, had me come through. The piece that I won is Grain of Sand. And the reason why I wrote it is just to get the truth out there. Open some eyes and see if we can bring our people back.
My name is Tyrone. My poem is called Who God Bless, No Man Curse. The reason why I chose that poem is because I believe that if one has faith in God, that no matter what obstacles he goes through, he can always turn that negative situation into something positive.
Okay, so this is Jemima, and tell us the name of your poem, what it's about, and why you chose to enter. Okay.
The name of my poem is called Words. Why I chose to enter was actually by accident. A friend of mine just told me to write something up and send it, and I did, and then I'm here. So that's why I'm here.
What's the poem about?
It's about a girl who kind of goes through a lot, but she can't really express it to people, so she just does certain stuff to harm herself, which she feels and she thinks is helping her get through it, but really it's not.
Welcome, everybody. Like Phil said, thank you, Phil. Welcome to our Poetry Day 2009 Poetry Contest. Let's before we start, we'd like to thank all our community partners, JVS, Frontier College, Driftwood Community Center, of course, Literature for Life, and JanaFinch.com, they're right here. We'd also like to thank all the contestants who submitted, our volunteers, and of course you for coming. We're going to start things off with the young man who was on the pianos for a brief instant there. His name is J.D. Keys, and can we get J.D. Keys out here, please?
And a perspective through the eyes of the truth. There paints a macabre picture where whole families and youth struggle with fear, oppression, and tyranny. In a system designed for the powerful in mind, they work towards systematic genocide. Now just visualize tortured faces of many lives. From landmines, bullets, cries, and war cries, uncountable soul eyes watch a horizon scorched skies, where family blood ties don't rise, just fall, like precipitated rainy vapor, rise, it's all. Doesn't matter whether you're dead or alive, just a matter of time till you're next up in line, where publicly broadcasted lies spread nationwide to cover up the innocent and victimized. Many men, so many of them died, paid no mind in the demonic sinister style, brutally mutilized, even mutinized from the inside behind enemy lines. Catch that. So,